Sacred Meditations by Johann Gerhard. From the Introduction. In 1616, he became professor at the University of Jena, which position he retained until his death. Though still comparatively young, Gerhard had already come to be regarded as the greatest living theologian of Protestant Germany. In the numerous disputations which characterized that period, he was always protagonist, while on all public and domestic questions touching on religion or morals, his advice was eagerly sought on all hands and by every class. Almost every university in Germany called him, as well as the University of Uppsala in Sweden, but in vain. His writings indicate enormous labor, being both voluminous and varied, dealing alike in exegetical, polemical, dogmatic, and practical theology. All exhibit patient study, great grasp of intellect, copious knowledge, and religious experience. Luthart says, as a theologian, quote, he combined rare learning, great acuteness, wonderful industry, sound judgment, and practical ability with ardent piety, end quote. His great work, the Lotse Theologici, begun in 1610 and completed in 1621, in which the theology of the Lutheran Church is set forth, is his theological masterpiece and is marked by fullness of learning, logical force, clearness, thorough elaboration of every question, and by a practical and spiritual use of dogma. Meditation 5, An Exercise of Faith from the Love of Christ in the Agony of Death. To me, the grace of Jesus is of infinite value. Behold, O Lord Jesus, how basely I have treated thy passion. My heart is deeply pained, and my soul greatly saddened, because I have no works or merits of my own to offer for my salvation. Yet since thy passion, O Jesus, may be my work, let thy works also be my merit. Surely I do not rightly treat thy passion, because when that is amply sufficient for my salvation, I am seeking to supplement it by my own good works. And if I should discover any righteousness in myself, thy righteousness would be of no avail to me, or certainly I should not so ardently desire it. If I seek to justify myself by the deeds of the law, I shall be condemned by the law. But I know that I am no longer under the law, but under grace. Shamefully have I lived? O Holy Father, I have sinned against heaven, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But refuse not to call me thy servant. Let not, I beseech thee, the blessed benefits of thy passion be denied me. Let not thy precious blood become of no avail in freeing my soul from sin. Sin hath always dwelt in me. I beseech thee, now let it die with me. Hitherto the flesh hath had dominion over me. Now let the spirit triumph in me. Let the outward man perish, that the inward man may rise into new glory. Hitherto I have always followed the temptations of the devil. Let him now, I pray thee, be trampled under my feet. Satan is at hand to accuse me, but he has nothing in me. The very idea of death terrifies me, and yet death will mark the end of my sins and the beginning of a perfectly holy life. Then at last shall I be able to please thee perfectly, O my God. Then at last shall I be established in goodness and virtue. Satan holds up my sins before me to terrify me, but let him accuse him who hath taken upon him my infirmities, and whom the Lord hath smitten for my sins. My debt is exceeding great, nor can I pay the least part of it, but I trust in the riches and kindness of my surety. Let him free me who hath become surety for me. Let him pay it who hath taken my debt upon himself. I have sinned, O Lord, and my sins are many and great beyond measure. And yet may I never voluntarily commit that most heinous sin of charging thee with a lie, when thou dost declare by words and by works and by an oath that perfect satisfaction hath been rendered for mine iniquities. I fear not for my sins, for thou art my righteousness. I fear not my ignorance, for thou art my wisdom. I fear not death, for thou art my life. I fear not my errors, for thou art my truth. I fear not my corruption, for thou art my resurrection. I fear not the pains of death, for thou art my joy. I fear not even the terrors of judgment, for thou art my righteousness. Let the dew of thy divine grace and of thy quickening consolation be instilled into my languishing soul. My spirit is drying up within me, yet soon it shall exult in thee. My flesh droops and languishes, but shortly it shall spring up again into new life. The nature of my body is such that I must undergo corruption, but from corruption thou shalt free me, as thou hast delivered me from every other evil. Thou, O God, hast created me, and how can the work of thy hands perish? Thou hast delivered me from all my enemies. How then can death alone prevail against me? Thy body, thy blood, and all that thou hadst, even thine own self, thou didst give for my salvation. And shall death then deprive me of that which was purchased with so costly a ransom? Thou art my righteousness, O Lord Jesus. My sins shall not prevail against thee. Thou art the resurrection and the life. Death shall not prevail against thee. Thou art God. Satan shall not prevail against thee. Thou hast given me the earnest of thy spirit. In this do I glory. In this do I triumph. And most firmly do I believe, doubting nothing, that I shall by and by be admitted to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thou, O my dearest spouse, thou art my wedding garment, which I put on in my baptism. Thou wilt cover all my nakedness, nor shall I attempt to sew on to this most precious and beautiful garment the vile tatters of mine own righteousness. For what is our righteousness in thy sight but filthy rags? How could I dare then to patch the robe of thy glorious righteousness with mine own abominable rags? In this robe will I appear before thy judgment seat, when thou shalt judge the world in righteousness and equity. In this garment shall I appear before thee in thy heavenly kingdom. This robe shall so cover my confusion and shame that they will be remembered no more forever. Then shall I appear before thy face, glorious and holy, and this flesh of mine, this body of mine, shall be clothed in thy effulgent glory, even a glory that shall continue forever and ever. Come, Lord Jesus, come, and let him that loveth thee say, Come.
Thank you. The third article, of sanctification. I believe in the Holy Ghost, one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he forgives daily and richly all sins to me and all believers, and that at the last day will raise up me and all the dead, and will give to me and to all believers in Christ everlasting life. This is most certainly true.